Well, what do you know? Iowa still hasn't released anything, and it's after four here in Scarizona, so they've long passed their first thing in the morning and 4 o'clock this afternoon East Coast thing by my reckoning, but maybe I'm off, I don't know. Bernie seems to have managed to keep track of some numbers and pull them down, and it shows exactly what I suspected. The overall moderate Democratic machine is just horrified by the thought that Bernie's going to get that. Well, no. Not that Bernie's going to get it. That's not really what it is. That the moderate they want isn't going to get it. And that's Joe Biden. They wouldn't be any happier if Warren were getting it, although I think they could sell her more to the moderate donors that they really are trying to kowtow to. But no, the problem is, if you look at Bernie's numbers, Biden comes in fifth in the first poll, only to climb to fourth in the second. He didn't finish first or second like everybody was hoping he would. He didn't finish first, second, or third. And if everybody that was punditing earlier is honest, he didn't make his top three. He's out. He's out. It's over for old Joe. He's out. And he can go ahead and decide to tell posterity, blame it on Trump and the Ukrainian fiasco, but he was out from the beginning. I think the only thing that was going to keep him, the only thing that had him in is the ghosts of superdelegates. That's the only thing that kept him in the spotlight and up front. Because if you're the front runner, the heir apparent, the man with the experience, and you can't separate yourself from anybody in the field, I mean, seriously, it was his weakness that left 20 people in the field for so long. So, his weakness is proven now. He came in fifth in the initial poll. Okay? Behind even Amy Klobuchar. So, he came in fifth behind Bernie Sanders, the socialist, two women Democrats, a gay Democrat. Yeah, there you go. Two, three, four. Yeah, fifth. So he only in the second round of voting does he manage to climb back over Amy Klobuchar. So Buttigieg basically said that if you must have a moderate voice, he's it. And, well, the powers that be are afraid that the closet racism of some of their biggest donors might be, or not racism, I should say, ism, bigotry, perhaps an anti-gay bent in this rich wing of the Democrats. They're worried. Because they're worried about Buttigieg being able to fundraise for him, because he's gay. And they should be worried, because they're still catering to the dinosaur wing of the party. Well, and if that's their goal and that's how they're going to try and continue to do things, then they ought to be worried, because they're idiots and idiots should be worried. Yeah. Biden, the whole reason this isn't being put out there is they're still trying to figure out ways to recount it to get Biden to third. Because if Biden's not third, everybody has already said he doesn't have a chance. They can't change that. They can't say, well, he came in fourth in this particular poll, but he'd be third if we did this. No. No, dude. If he didn't come in at least third, he's done. And he didn't. Sanders cleaned up. Sanders cleaned up even with Warren siphoning off, you know, 18 to 20% of the left liberal vote. Think of that. He still beat Biden with Warren stealing 20% of his thunder. Okay? Because let's face it, Sanders and Biden have not been competing for the same piece of the pie, piece of the party at all from the get-go. The two is, you know, the moderate wing and the more socialist, leftish, left wing, if you will. She's siphoning off the left wing. She's not siphoning off the moderates. Okay, listen to her plans. Look at what she wanted. Listen to the criticisms of her. It's not the moderates that she's stealing. Sure, maybe some of the moderate female vote. But again, if that's all she's stealing, if she finally concedes and passes the baton to Bernie, well, that 20's his, not Biden's. It's not for Biden. He's out. And can Buttigieg siphon off enough more of the moderate vote to force what do they call it? To force like they're going to have to broker the convention, or they're going to have to work it out. They're going to have a second vote. They're going to bring back them evil superdelegates. But what they're really afraid of is the fact that, see, without Biden, superdelegates aren't going to save them. If the whole left ends up coalescing behind Bernie, he will win in that first round. That's what they're really afraid of. That's why they're trying to undo what they changed 2 years ago or 3 years ago. To push the superdelegates out of the first round. There's already rumors they're going to try and renege on that and bring the superdelegates back this time. No way. Nope. I don't think people are going to let that happen to Bernie twice. So, yeah, it looks like this is Bernie's race. It's Bernie's race to lose. And if we end up with a Bernie Warren, you know, a Sanders Warren ticket, he won't lose. That's for sure. And the Biden wing will get in line because they can't vote for Trump. They can't. So they will get in line. So, yeah, interesting. But that's why Iowa's not saying anything yet. That's why they're still not releasing it. Because, let's face it, it was a Democratic primary put on by the Democratic Party. And they are still trying to figure out a way to spin a way to keep Joe in the race. And the fact that they're still delaying answers tells you they haven't figured out a way to do it. They have not figured out a way to do it. And they'd rather lose the news cycle and steal the opportunity for Bernie to bray about his win and the change in the direction of the party as long as they can. Because they know now they're going to have to admit that even with Elizabeth Warren stealing a good chunk of the progressive left side, left wing thunder, he still trounced Joe, you know, by almost 10 points. So, booyah, Bernie, way to go. Hey, and Yang won a couple of them too. Yang actually got some fucking, Yang got delegates, dude. Watch out. Watch out, Yang hit viable. Yang got delegates. So, I don't know. Sanders, Yang? Ooh, wouldn't that be an amazing fucking ticket, huh? Talk about getting some shit done in this country. Whoa, Sanders, Yang. Take that $1,000 a month program of Sanders and attach it to the rest of the progressive bills of Bernie Sanders. They're the Yang's $1,000 a month and Bernie Sanders' progressive plans. Holy shit. Be too damn good to be true, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Or would it? Can we hope for something like that? Dare we hope for something like that? Yeah, wow. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that ticket before, really, but wow. I mean, I love me some Cory Booker. I'd love to see Cory Booker get pulled back into this show, but, you know, a Jewish president and an Asian vice president. Wow, I mean, that sure would be Doubling down on the movement we made with Obama, wouldn't it? Like, all right, I'll see you're one minority. We'll raise you another minority. Huh? I don't know. I mean, certainly something to think about. I mean, and that's the sad part is, you know, the delay is keeping anybody from making that discussion today because there's no real answer. Bernie and Yang should have had the opportunity, and Buttigieg too. Buttigieg did his thing. They should all have had all day today to bray. They should have had all day to bray and talk before this stupid fucking State of the Union. Now they're going to delay these fucking results until after blowhard Trump gets to talk about them? Come on, guys. I mean, I guess there's still the chance that perhaps they're delaying it so that people are more interested in checking out the Iowa results than listening to the blowhard tonight. No, no, no. We'll see. We'll see. But way to go, Bernie. You won. Iowa won't say it yet. I will. And if you don't make Yang your vice president, I think there's a secretary of commerce or some sort of secretary of position. And maybe you ought to give him two of them. Replace that, you know. Don't take off the math hat and put on two cabinet hats instead. If you don't make him your vice president. Anyway, congratulations, Bernie, on Iowa. You won the Iowan progressive dodgeball match. Congrats.